door swung to behind him. Then it was down the back stairs, out of the door, over the privy roof, into Knuckle Passage, up the back steps of Zorgo the retrophrenologist, into Zorgo's operating room, and over to the window. It works like this. Phrenology, as everyone knows, is a way of reading someone's character, aptitude, and abilities by examining the bumps and hollows on their head. Therefore, according to the kind of logical thinking that characterizes the Ankh-Morpork mind, it should be possible to mould someone's character by giving them carefully graded bumps in all the right places. You can go into a shop and order an artistic temperament with a tendency to introspection and a side order of hysteria. What you actually get is hit on the head with a selection of different size mallets. But it creates employment and keeps the money in circulation, and that's the main thing. Zorgo and his current patient looked at him curiously. Pugnant's roof was empty. Vimes turned back and met a pair of puzzled gazes.
Morning, Captain Vimes,
said the retrophrenologist, a hammer still upraised in one massive hand. Vimes smiled manically.
Just thought, he began, and then went on, I saw an interesting rare butterfly on the roof over there.
Troll and patient stared politely past him.
But there wasn't, said Vimes. He walked back to the door. Sorry to have bothered you, he said, and left.
Zorgo's patient watched him go with interest.
Didn't he have a crossbow? He said. Bit odd going after interesting rare butterflies with a crossbow.
Zorgo readjusted the fit of the grid on his patient's bald head.
Dunno, he said. I suppose it stops them creating all those damn thunderstorms.
He picked up the mallet again.
Now, what were we going for today? Decisiveness, yes?
Yes. Well, no. Maybe.
Right, Zorgo took aim. This, he said with absolute truth, won't hurt a bit.
It was more than just a delicatessen. It was a sort of dwarf community centre and meeting place. The babble of voices stopped when Angua entered, bending almost double, but started up again with slightly more volume and a few laughs when Carrot followed. He waved cheerfully at the other customers. Then he carefully removed two chairs. It was just possible to sit upright if you sat on the floor.
Very nice, said Angua. Ethnic.
I come in here quite a lot, said Carrot. The food's good, and of course it pays to keep your ear to the ground.
That'd certainly be easy here,
said Angua, and laughed.
Pardon? Well, I mean, the ground is, so much closer.
She felt a pit opening wider with every word. The noise level had suddenly dropped again.
Said Carrot, staring fixedly at her. How can I put this? People are talking in dwarfish, but they are listening in human.
Sorry.
Carrot smiled and then nodded at the cook behind the counter and cleared his throat noisily.
I think I might have a throat sweet somewhere,
Angua began.
I was ordering breakfast, said Carrot.
You know the menu off by heart?
Oh, yes, but it's written on the wall as well.
Angua turned and looked again at what she thought were merely random scratches.
It's Ogham, said Carrot, an ancient and poetic runic script whose origins are lost in the mists of time, but it's thought to have been invented even before the gods.
Gosh, what does it say?
Carrot really cleared his throat this time.
Sauce, eggs, beans and rat, 12p. Sauce, rat and fried slice, 10p. Cream cheese rat, 9p. Rat and beans, 8p. Rat and ketchup, 7p. Rat, 4p.
Why does ketchup cost almost as much as the rat?
Said Angua.
Have you tried rat without ketchup? Said Carrot. Anyway, I ordered you dwarf bread. Have you ever eaten dwarf bread?
No.
Everyone should try it once, said Carrot. He appeared to consider this.
Most people do, he added.
Rat and cream cheese is only one of the famous Discworld dishes available in cosmopolitan Ankh-Morpork. According to the Guild of Merchants publication, Welcome to Ankh-Morpork City of 1,000 Surprises, also to be bought in its well-stuffed emporia are Slumpy, Jammy Devils, Ficon Haddock, Distressed Pudding, Clootie Dumplings, and not to be forgotten, the Knuckle Sandwich, made from finest pig knuckles. Not for something, is it said, for a true taste of Ankh-Morpork, try a knuckle sandwich. Clootie dumpling, not to be confused with the Scottish clootie dumpling, which is a kind of suet pudding full of fruit. The Ankh-Morpork version sits on the tongue like finest meringue.